parents come together on this one. I'm thinking about taking back the gift I gave to my kid for graduation. Here's why.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Okay, Kelly, you have a couple kids. This might apply more to your 11-year-old. So my son is 14, just graduated 8th grade. And so he actually splits time between his mom's house and our house. And at his house, he's super into gaming. He's got his gaming computer. He plays a lot of Fortnite on it. And we also play together. So we have Nintendo Switches at our house. He brings his PlayStation 5 from his house sometimes. But now he decided I only want to play on PC. Like, I'm a real gamer. So for graduation, we actually got him a gaming setup for our house. So he got like a gaming computer, a desk, a monitor, the mouse, the keyboard, all that stuff. And so, and it was expensive. It was probably overkill, but we were able to do it for him. So we did. He got all good grades. Now he barely uses it as much as I thought he was going to. And I was like, that's really expensive. I don't know what I was expecting, but I'm starting to think that there should be like a threshold of how often he uses something before it's like considered maybe taking it back and getting something that he might use more.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You gotta like weigh out how often it's used versus the price, right?
Do you think so? Yeah, that's what I'm not sure about. Or is it just my own expectations of what he should be using? Like, it's his gift. He can do whatever. Should he be able to do whatever he wants with it? Is the question.
Yeah. Oh, that's hard.
Right. That's where I'm at. Because, you know, when you buy your kids, like, you feel good about being able to provide those kind of things for your kid.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out, did I buy this for him or did I buy this for me?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of that, but I guess ultimately it is his, and if he doesn't want to play it that much, but that's hard.
Right.
My daughter desperately wanted a hoverboard a few years back, and I did think that it wasn't worth it, but Santa ended up bringing it anyway, so.
Gotcha, so Santa brought it.
I didn't even have a choice.
Right, so. And did she still use it?
Occasionally.
Right. And does that matter? Kids do that, I guess, a lot. So that's my question to you. Parents, I bought this gaming setup for my son. He doesn't use it as much as I guess I thought he would. Does that matter? Or should I be setting some sort of threshold that if you're not using it, let's get something else? Maybe you bought your kid something that was pretty expensive and they don't use it. How did you handle it? What do you think, Charlotte?
It should not matter. You should be happy that he's not using it as much as you thought he would, because that means he's spending time with you and the rest of the family.
Well, that's fair, but so we do that as a family. We game and play as a family too. So that's part of one of the reasons that we also made sure he had something he liked playing on at our house, because that's something we enjoy together.
It makes them feel more and more part of the family as they get older, being from a split family. I have stepchildren. And yeah, so he'll use it more later, I think. Maybe
gotcha.
He won't use it as much now, but as time goes on, he will use it more, I think.
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on your dilemma here.
It's an interesting situation because I bought it for him, so it's his gift. Use it as much as low as you want, but also I thought you were going to use that more.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about technology is if he's not using it, you know, in another year, it's going to be obsolete.
So you're saying I should have never bought it.
I did the same thing for my kids, and yeah, I mean, about a year later, it was no longer compatible, and we had to spend another $1,000 just to upgrade the RAM and everything else.
What I feel like you're saying is we just got to eat it, right? You bought him the gift.
Pretty much.
Right?
That was ultimately what I had to do, was just kind of eat the cost, and that was that. And
there's two parts of that. One, you feel good because you were able to get him something cool and some, or, you know, them something.
Exactly.
And then it's there, so if they want to use it as much as they want, it's out of our hands at that point, is kind of what you're saying, right?
And then you do what I do, and when they become a teenager and want a car, there's your go-to and say, well, remember the computer.
Yeah. You want a car? Nothing like childhood trauma of your parents holding things over your head, right?
Hey, that's why we get to be parents, right? It's called revenge.
We got it. Now we got to give it to them.